Julia, I mean what's on here. You know why I'm here. You know that I have to ask you this question. You know, the one that's on everybody's mind. You're one match away from getting revenge on the man who injured the love of your life, Arita Okiko. We have to know, what could possibly be going on inside that head of yours?
So I guess that you're here wanting my thoughts, right? Maybe a little something on what happened on The Last Superstars and how Brighton delivered a right little stunner to my friend, Arita Okiko, an action that landed her in a hospital bed in Dallas, Texas. Maybe you're expecting me to tell you how that was one of the biggest mistakes he could have ever made. Perhaps you want me to tell you how he's a marked man and on borrowed time as a BHW heavyweight champion. Or maybe, just maybe, you're thinking that I'm a little upset that I didn't get him this week in a match. But all good things come to those who wait. Because this week, I'm stepping into a matchup against none other than Magnum Randall for the right to face Righteous in a main event match for the BHW heavyweight title on the next Superstars. It just so happens I have a little something here to help me along the way. Can you see it? Well, of course you can't see it, stupid. It's invisible. It's Julio's magical invisible crystal ball. And with this handy-dandy little contraption here, I can tell the future. Let's give it a rub and see what's in store, shall we? Well, I see the Knights. I see Jack Craven and Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh preparing for their matchup with Dissolve and Righteous. But what's this? Jack's on his knees in front of Mike? Wait. Oh, God, all over Craven's face. Now, that ain't right. That must be the wrong channel. Here, let me rub it again. Here we go. No, wait. This seems to be Homeless Bob staring through a window at Candace Hoffman taking a shower. Now, come on, man. That's just terrible. Another wrong channel. Hold on. Let me give it one final more rub. Here we go. It's my matchup with Magnum Randall. Hey, congratulations, my man. They're still calling you the sexiest man in the world. But what's this? It's a little foggy. Can't really see. Wait, here it is, crystal clear. It's Magnum Randall getting his ass pounded from pillar to post. And La Sombra moving on the face, Righteous, in the next main event. It's been no secret that I haven't been at the greatest of level heads since Last Superstars. And there are a lot of people wondering if I might just be turning back into an animal that wasn't local. But I guess we'll all know after Superstars, won't we? La Sombra has not been known for cheating, and I have done a lot to claw my way back from what I was. Magnum, you are my guarantee that you will lose tonight fairly. But hell, a little stretch of the rules never hurt anyone. You should know, although you haven't accepted it, Righteous is mine. Why? Because I'm the man without fear. I'm the Mexican maniac. Your Latin prince. Latino fury alive. La Sombra. And I'm just getting started.
So there you have it, folks. La Sombra has promised tonight that he will defeat Magnum Randall. And he will also get revenge for what Rick Righteous did to his valet slash girlfriend, Arita Okiko. In just about a moment, La Sombra's gonna come through those curtains, and either he is gonna fall flat on his face, or he is gonna be one of the most decorated people in WWA so far in 2005. Let's go to the ring for our opening introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, and coming down the aisle from Mexico City, Mexico, he is your 2004 Hall of Fame winner. Welcome to La La Land, the man without fear. He is La Sombra. His opponent, entering the arena from Detroit, Michigan, ladies and gals, get on your feet and greet the sexiest man alive, Magnum Randall.
Arita Okiko out for at least 1 month. You have to wonder if her injury is going to play a key role here, whether or not La Sombra gets another shot at the man who put her in the hospital. That man is PACW Heavyweight Champion, Rick Wright. Look, Mr. McGee has made it very clear. There will be no further chances for La Sombra to get an immediate BACW title match if he fails to beat Magnum Randell here tonight. So the bottom line is this. If La Sombra is going to have his revenge on Rick Righteous, then he's going to have to be absolutely perfect tonight, making no mistakes. As for the good old days of BACW, La Sombra pretty much told Magnum Randell in a nutshell, those days are over, and unless Randell can stop living in the past, he's never going to have a chance against Julio, who definitely lives in the present and for the future. Call it a wake-up call or call it a last call. La Sombra's back is against the wall, and there's nothing he can do about it except come out fighting. So this week we saw Magnum Randell receive a phone call from somebody who text messaged the words "woo" on his cell phone. Now I'm not sure if this means Magnum Randell is going to become a Black Knight once again, or if Jack Craven is setting up his childhood friend once again for the biggest letdown of his life. But I do know this, Magnum Randell's success here in WWA came when he broke away from the Black Knights. And for him to get back into bed with these two vicious, sadistic men who already turned on him, well, it's completely irresponsible. However Magnum sees himself as a wrestler or as a man who has already paid his dues here in WWA, as Randell steps into the ring tonight, I can immediately see the look of absolute determination on his face as he comes face to face with his man, La Sombra, in the center of the ring. Folks, Magnum can dismiss La Sombra in his interviews all he wants, but the fact still remains, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos has a man right in front of him who is looking for a world title shot. The referee has called for the bell. There's no more talk. There's no more BS. The time has come. It's Randell and Sombra for a shot at the BACW Heavyweight Championship. And here we go. Both men circle cautiously, coming into the center of the ring and engaging in a collar tie. Sombra is quick to break the rules with a nasty rake in the eye. Magnum spins from the sting of his blurred vision, and Julio quickly replies the counter with a series of UFC-style knees to the side of Randell's head. On one knee, down goes Randall and pulling Magnum upright. Whoa, did you see that lightning-like Pilgrim backbreaker by the man without fear? Hook of the leg and the lateral press. One, two, kick out by Randall, and this one's gonna continue. Julio certainly isn't wasting any time and taking right to the sexiest man alive. We are still very early in this match, and I expect Randall to definitely make a run any minute. Back up into the upright position, Sombra loops Randall's arm over his head and yanking towards him up into a brainbuster. Randall kicks his legs, bringing him back down to his feet. It's Randall's turn to arch back and drilling Sombra into the gambit with a suplex of his own. Randall sucks up the pain in an attempt to get things going his way. Sombra scrambles to one knee and Magnum lunges forward, toppling over the Mexican superstar with an awesome short arm clothesline. Off the canvas and pushing off the ropes. There goes Sombra into the nylon, courtesy of a Magnum Randall hard Irish whip. Magnum charges hard, connected to a hellacious clothesline, and Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos is in deep trouble. Hook of the leg in the cover in the count. One, two, Sombra kicks out at Magnum. Randall doesn't look surprised. Dragging his opponent into the corner, Magnum begins to tie La Sombra to the tree of woe. And hold on, Kevin Sullivan rolling from the ring. Good Lord, Magnum Randall now has a steel chair and sliding underneath the bottom of the ropes and leaving the chair up against La Sombra's face. Uh-oh, I smell a baseball fly. Sliding back under the bottom rope. He couldn't, he wouldn't. Racing across the ring, and there's plenty of room. Here's the plate, the plate. Holy cow, baseball fly slams the steel chair into La Sombra's face. And crippling down from the turnbuckle with blood streaming down his forehead, Magnum Randall is going for the win on a dazed La Sombra. One, two, three. No, Sombra's foot is on the rope, and this one's gonna continue. At this point of the match, fans, Magnum Randall needs to hit something big, because if he allows the man without fear to get back into this wrestling contest, it could be all she wrote. Wait a minute, what's Magnum Randall doing? Fans, Magnum is now going up to the top turnbuckle. Uh-oh, he's calling for the fans. Julio is up and staggering around the ring like a no man. Magnum leaks. Sombra turns. Super kick to the jaw. Randall stops him dead in his tracks. And good Lord Almighty, I think Magnum Randall is knocked out cold. The fans have got to the beat. They're starting to cheer for Sombra. But trust me, folks, the women are still cheering for the sexiest man alive. Sombra is the first to move, and as the blood continues to pour from his head and he bleeds buckets for this company, you have to wonder just how much that loss of blood is affecting Julio's performance right now inside the ring. Sombra is up with the aid of the ropes and he's struggling to get to the top turnbuckle. It's Sombra's turn to climb. Magnum is still unconscious inside the ring and Sombra's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, here he comes! Flying head by Kinect, and this one is all but academic. One, two, I don't believe it. Magnum Randall kicked out, and how in the heck did he summon the strength to continue? I just don't know.
Oh, come on, ref. Your job's easy. One, two, three. How hard can it be? Just count to three. Your job's done.
I can tell just from the buzz in the crowd that the fans are growing restless in their seats. Sombra cannot be heard yelling at the referee. But folks, from my vantage point, that was neither a slow nor a fast count. Referee Mario Lane pulled it perfect right down the middle as far as I can tell. Hard punches by Sombra on Randall and pushing Magnum's shoulder back down to the canvas. One, two, three. No, Magnum Randall kicks out. He will not be denied. Sombra grabs a chair and pounding him right into the center of the logo. Rotates Randall to his feet. He's looking for a steel chair snap suplex. Inside grab by Randall. One, two, three. No, quick out. And this one is over. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The fans are shocked and so am I. Kick out by La Sombra. Unbelievable. And Julio is furious. And I would be furious too. That definitely looked like a very speedy count. Well done by Sombra. Magnum ducks countering with a tight sleeper hold. Sombra's stuck dead in the center of the ring and he's fading fast, folks. The referee takes La Sombra's arm and he's releasing it. One, he does it again, and if it drops, two, he's doing it for a last time, and if it drops, this one is over. Three, no, Sombra's hand starts to move and his body starts to shake. Brutal twist up, fake stop. Sombra dead in his tracks by Magnum Randall. And talk about letting the wind out of your sails. One, two, Sombra goes down like the Hindenburg. No, 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 wait a minute, folks. The referee is saying Sombra kicked out again, and believe it or not, this one's gonna continue. At this point, fans, this match has been everything I could have ever possibly imagined it could be. The pace has been fast, the tempo blistering, and the action packed tighter than a stick of dynamite. Inside the ring, Magnum Randall continues the flow of the match by pulling Sombra back to his feet and tossing him into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. The man without fear comes off the nylon back into the center of the ring. Randall charges hard with the clothesline. Sombra connects with a drop toe hold, and Randall's neck snaps right onto the second ropes. Here comes La Sombra racing across the ring. He's bearing down on his opponent. 4-1-1 to the face of Randall and Magnum Randall. These stars. Could it be? I think it's it. The rest of finisher. One, two. The Fat Lady is singing three. And Magnum Randall has just won his second consecutive match since returning from suspension. Raising his hand high in the air. My God, who is going to stop Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos from getting his revenge on Rick Righteous now? Look out! Oh my God, slapjack to the back of the head by Rick Righteous on La Sombra, and the blood-crusted Julio is hurt bad. The canvas and spinning the Mexican around. Great move, stunner rocks La Sombra's world, and con referee, get Righteous out of the ring. Uh-oh, making matters worse, diving into the square circle now is REWrestling.org Build Heavyweight Champion Daryl Bazav, and my God, they're both taking turns now slapping Julio in the face. How disrespectful. Righteous just spit on Sombra and jamming the BACW championship belt into Julio's mug. He turns and he tells us about there's nothing they can do about the Lord. Bazav stepping on Julio's face. And Righteous is now demanding La Sombra kiss his wrestling boots. Oh my God, Bazav is trying to force Julio's blood-soaked face into Righteous's soul. Don't do it, Julio. Fight it all. Don't do it, La Sombra. Fight with everything you've got in your body. Joey Evangelista went down the island into the ring with his head bandaged up like an Al-Qaeda member. Joey Evangelista storms the ring with a 2x4 in hand. Swinging like Jason Giambi without the steroids. Evangelista misses both WDT members but forces them to fail through the ropes and up the aisle. Look at those two guys. Don't laugh. Look at that. Righteous and Bazav are laughing with their hands raised all the way up. And look at the arrogant smirk on both those idiots' faces. They've just embarrassed La Sombra completely, ruined one of the most impressive wins in this young Mexican's career. How can you guys feel good about doing something like that? Fans, at this point, I'm sorry to say we need to take a break from the action inside the ring, but I'm getting word that we have just spotted absolutely real, and he has something very important to say. So as Joey Evangelista helps his friend and mentor La Sombra back up to his feet, let's go to the back for this special unannounced segment.
Is anybody ready for the show? Ready to watch me put on the real acting show? It's time for the human highlight reel once again. The fans will have their chins on the ground in awe of what I do in that ring. Just like always, Bob. Just like always. Look what we got here. Chris Ross. Midnight Rider. You looking for a corner to sit and cry in, buddy? Huh, Chrissy Poo? One right over there. But just be careful. You don't want to smudge your mascara, so don't wipe your eyes too much. It's not very attractive. Not very attractive. Sorry, Chrissy Poo. I gotta speak the truth. You suck.
You know what, Rio? You have done nothing but mock me. I am getting very sick and damn tired of it. Laugh now, because tonight, Rio, you are going to regret ever messing with me. You're going to regret ever messing with the Midnight Rider.
Are you threatening me? Because it sounds like you're threatening me. And you know what, Chris? I don't appreciate your idle threats. Yeah, idle threats. You won't do shit. But if you're feeling froggy, go ahead and jump. If you want some of me, come and take some. If you want a piece, bring it. I'm not going anywhere. I beat you, and I will beat your ass again. And again, and again. You will learn, once and for all, that if you fuck with Lee Real, you get fucked.
Oh, the fans will get a show. The fans will be in awe of the massacre I will create.